Brother Kevin Dombrowski, a remote worker for the local design construction department, will now discuss how we can help relatives to become loyal servants of Jehovah.
It's not unusual that when we're out in our field ministry, we find someone that says they're related to one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Yes, there's some truth behind that song entitled, "It's a Small World After All," because millions of people are related to Jehovah's Witnesses. And such ones may be more willing to hear the message from a relative than from a stranger. We have some very nice Bible examples of this happening. For example, how did Peter become a Christian and then ultimately an apostle? Well, it was through his fleshly brother by the name of Andrew. Andrew was so excited after meeting and talking to Jesus that he ran off and he found his brother Peter and told him about the Messiah. In another Bible account, there was a sincere man who lived in Caesarea, and he invited his family and his friends to his home to hear God's word discussed. And this man was Cornelius. So if it was not for Andrew, his brother Peter may not have come into the truth. And if it was not for Cornelius, his family and relatives may not have come into the truth. So what is the lesson for us? We may be in the best position to help relatives understand the truth. Now, how can we help our relatives? Well, we have five pointers for you today. Number one, the Come Be My Follower book on page 95 mentioned the first point, to take the initiative to give a witness to family members. Because Jesus said to go and search out for such ones, such deserving ones. Point number two, what should be our approach in doing so? If we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32, we'll find the instructions for us. 32 and in verse 2. As to how we can help our relatives, we can do this. Verse 2 says, "My instruction will fall as the rain. My words will trickle as the dew, as gentle rains upon grass, and as copious showers upon vegetation." So isn't that beautiful? That was showing us the method that we should take. It sounds very pleasant. We should be like gentle rains upon the grass. And so therefore, it was showing us that we need to strive to make our discussions refreshing. Point number three, how much should we talk to our relatives? Are we known for turning those gentle rains into a downpour? Rather than drowning your family members with a flood of information, we need to witness to them in measured amounts. Point number four, show respect for their right to their own viewpoint, to their own beliefs, by listening and not interrupting them when they're expressing their thoughts. And if they disagree with you, don't become provoked and don't take it as a personal offense. Point number five, let's read James chapter 5 and verse 7, and we'll see the fifth pointer as to how we can help our relatives. So in James 5, verse 7, this verse is identifying for us someone too who's outstanding in his field at displaying this quality. It says here in verse 7, "Be patient then, brothers, until the presence of the Lord. Look, the farmer keeps waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, exercising patience over it until the early rain." So just like the farmer, we need to be patient. Spiritual growth occurs gradually and in stages. So we don't want to give up when our relatives seem initially unresponsive. Even those who are strongly opposed can change. So we can certainly therefore use that five-finger method in helping our relatives come to know the truth. And I'm not speaking about using your fist, but remember those 5 points? We said, number one, we want to take the initiative. Number two, we can have our discussions refreshing with them. Number three, witness in measured amounts. Number four, we need to show them respect. And number five, be patient. So some beautiful ways in which we can approach our relatives. Now consider this example of how family ties can play an important role in spreading the truth. In a village on the island of Mauritius, there's a boy by the name of Darman, and he became convinced that what he was learning was the truth. And so he talked to all of his relatives in the village. He talked to his mother, his brothers, his sister, his brother-in-laws, his uncles, his aunts, and his cousins. And some evenings they had over 30 individuals who were sharing in on those family discussions. And in time, 13 from that family are now baptized, and 4 others are unbaptized publishers. So beautiful results in witnessing to our relatives. Now we'd like to interview someone who was personally helped to take an interest in the truth by a witness family member. And so, Brother Moore, were you one of Jehovah's Witnesses your whole life?
No, I wasn't. I was just 19 years old when I was living in Calgary. I had moved to Edmonton, and from there I got an interest in the truth.
So what was your view of Jehovah's Witnesses at that time?
Well, I just hated all religion, so I just put Jehovah's Witnesses in with that group of all religion. Understand, I did believe in God, but what I saw in religion, their involvement in war and politics, I just hated that.
So who took the initiative in witnessing to you?
My dad. He was the first one that sparked the interest in the truth.
And so what did that family member say then that caused you to take an interest in learning about his beliefs?
Well, we talked about two things, basically, Bible prophecies and, of course, the hope of living forever on earth.
So as your dad witnessed to you, what qualities did he display that you liked?
Well, he made our discussions very refreshing. He was very easy to talk with.
And so would you say he perhaps talked to you too much?
No, he didn't. He was very refreshing. He just kept things, and like I said, we would work together. So we'd go for restaurants or coffee breaks, and then in between we'd talk. So it was small measured amounts that he would discuss with me.
Good. And so do you mention there's something else that impressed you about the conversations you had?
Yeah, he was very refreshing. He was easy to talk to. He showed me respect with regard to our discussions. If he'd listen to me, he'd take into consideration what I said, and he'd allow me to mull things over.
So did his hard work pay off?
Yeah, it did, obviously. He was patient. I realized this is the truth. It was like a puzzle. All the picture places, puzzles were put in place, and I realized I had to do something about it, and a year later I was baptized.
Good. So the lesson then is we who are witnesses are in the best position to help family and relatives. Thank you, Brother Moore. So as we can see, we are in the best position to help individuals. This four-part symposium showed that we can take special interest, personal interest in others. And in which groups? Well, we talked about this morning those that are unbelieving mates, former Bible students, inactive ones, as well as our relatives. So these are all people known to us, and we are known to them. So our diligent efforts to help them to become worshipers of Jehovah will demonstrate our love for them and our loyalty to Jehovah. So as our theme for the convention says, this is a way that we can assist others to become loyal ones so that they too can praise Jehovah.
Thank you, brothers.